Private U.S. aid groups say new government guidelines may hinder their ability to help needy people overseas. The guidelines are designed to make sure that aid money raised in the U.S. is not channeled to terrorist groups. The Treasury Department released the guidelines last year after American Muslim groups, concerned about the shutdown of some Islamic charities, asked for guidance. But the Treasury Department says the guidelines are applicable to all groups that make grants overseas. NPR's Greg Allen reports that worries some foundations.
Mary McClimmett says no one is more concerned about terrorism than humanitarian aid workers. McClimmett is the head of Interaction, an alliance of non-governmental organizations that work overseas on relief and development. She says three aid workers were killed recently in a terrorist attack in Afghanistan. McClimmett says it's with those workers in mind that aid groups have been talking with the Treasury Department, especially about guidelines that ask them to gather much more information about aid recipients than ever before. McClimmett says for aid workers in war-torn areas, asking too many questions can be dangerous.
If NGOs are put in a spot where they have to be collecting intelligence, that would theoretically could put them at risk, and we would want any regulations to ensure that humanitarian workers are not put in further risk.
The Treasury Department's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Terrorist Financing, Juan Zarate, says he's heard those concerns and others from humanitarian groups. Zarate notes that the guidelines are voluntary, suggested best practices for nonprofits to consider in making grants overseas. Zarate says experience shows it's the war-torn areas where greater oversight over who receives aid is needed most.
Where there is a potential of infiltration by terrorists into these charities and the use of the charities to not only raise funds, but to move funds, to move personnel, to move materiel in regions that poses a threat not only to U.S. interests, but to the interests of our allies abroad.
Although the guidelines are voluntary, the groups are concerned that they represent an important government viewpoint, and what's voluntary today may be mandatory in the future. The IRS recently issued a request for comments from the nonprofit sector on just this issue, suggesting that more government regulation is on the way. Barnett Barron is an official with the Asia Foundation and part of a task force convened by the Council on Foundations to respond to the guidelines. He says some of them are too vague and others are not doable, such as a provision asking aid groups to investigate banks where grant recipients deposit their funds to make sure they're not engaged in money laundering.
This is far beyond the capacity of my foundation or most other foundations to determine. We're not banking regulators. We don't have the capacity to make that kind of determination. If Treasury wants to tell us which banks are bad guys, then we won't deal with them.
Barron says in many of the countries in which his group works, other information the Treasury Department wants about aid recipients is not publicly available. Getting the information would force them to work closely with host governments, something charities usually scrupulously avoid. Barron says close cooperation with autocratic or even repressive regimes undermines the independence grant-making groups rely upon to be effective. The Treasury guidelines also say organizations should not, quote, deal with any groups or people known to support terrorism. Barron says for groups working to resolve civil wars and other conflicts, that's not always possible.
For example, in Sri Lanka, we provide books and materials to schools and libraries in the north and east of Sri Lanka. We provide them all over the country. But the north and east of Sri Lanka are physically controlled by the Tamil Tigers. We can't deliver books and materials unless we can drive them to those libraries. You can't be on the road unless you deal with that named terrorist organization.
The Treasury Department's Juan Zarate concedes that groups involved in conflict resolution face distinct challenges, but says the law banning funding or support for terrorist groups is clear. At work here are two goals that all parties support. Keeping U.S. funds from flowing to terrorist groups is one. Another is that by funding relief and development, private groups in the U.S. can help promote the spread of civil societies around the world. Aid groups and the government are just beginning to discuss how to find a balance between the two. Greg Allen, NPR News.